The Kvash chapter 1 Mishnah 6, Lamala Mehin, higher than this. Remember, we're going up in levels of Mikvas, of different kinds of Mikvas. So the next level up, Meitim Tziyot Shelo Pasku, is a pool, a rainwater pond, which hasn't stopped. In other words, the flow of rainwater is continually flowing into this thing. And he brings over here that this is less than 40 sa. What we're going to be dealing with over here is a scenario where it's less than 40 sa. Shasa tamer v'shasa tar. Now, he's going to go through all of the cases that we went through in the last three Mishnah, in the last five Mishnahs, and he's going to show you where we kept paskining that the person was impure, but with this kind of rainwater pond, where the rainwater is still flowing into it, so it's going to remain pure, this water. So, for example, shasa tama, if an impure person drinks from it, the shasa tar, and then a pure person drinks from this, taho, he will remain pure, because the rainwater coming in is going to. Shasa tama mala bikli tar, or if an impure person drinks from it, and then they fill a pure vessel from it, taho, the vessel will remain pure. Shasa tama, if an impure person drinks from it, the nafal kikel shul truma, and then a loaf of truma, bread, falls into it. Afal pishadech, even if he washes it off in the water, which we said before, you remember, was a problem, tahor, it's pure in this case. Mila klitame, if they fill up from it an impure vessel, the shasa tahor, and then a pure person drinks from it, tahor, he remains pure. Mila beklitame, if they fill up from it with an impure vessel, umila beklitar, and then they fill up a pure vessel, tahor, it remains pure. Mila biklitame, if they fill up an impure vessel, the nafal kika shel truma, and then a loaf falls into it of truma, afal bishadech, even if he washes it off, tar, it remains pure. Naflimam tmaim, in the last cases, if impure water fell into it, vashasa tar, and a pure person drank from this, tar, he remains pure. Naflimam tmaim, if impure water falls in it, umala biklitar, and he fills up a pure vessel from it, tar, it remains pure. Naflu mam tmaim, if impure water falls in it, for nafal kika shel truma, and a loaf of truma falls into it, afal pishadiach, even though he washes it off, he rinses it off, tahor, it remains pure. Ksherim le truma, the little mem le adam, and it's fit for truma and for washing of the hands. So you see, this water remains, because the water is still flowing into it, it remains pure.